Chapter 8 Preparation for Service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1-2. My supernatural experiences were both wonderfully exhilarating and somewhat exhausting, and the Lord recognized the toll they were taking on my body and health. The shaking that my body had to endure was part of my preparation for service. This physical manifestation of God's supernatural work in my life, as well as the deep groanings that emanated from my spirit, were having an effect on my body. After my body quivers so intensely for a period of 2 or 3 hours, I am left reeling. My mind feels as if it is spinning, and I get very dizzy. Sometimes this sensation is so strong that I am hardly able to walk. The strength of the Lord's anointing in my life kept me from eating very much for periods of several days at a time. The sleep deprivation and lack of food caused me to feel weak and emaciated. In fact, I had already lost 5 pounds. I frequently felt nauseated, and I often experienced pain in my stomach and joints. Before leaving each day, however, the Lord would heal me of my pains. He would embrace me, and a single touch from His hand would lift the anguish and cause the shaking to stop. He would usually say tender words of concern and caring that helped me know that He truly understood how tired I was. It is so wonderful to know that He cares about everything that concerns His children, our aches and pains, our worries, our tiredness, our hopes and dreams. The writer of the book of Hebrews explains how this is possible. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:14-16. Jesus wept. He knew the pain of loneliness and rejection. He faced temptation. He wrestled with the will of God. He experienced anger and fear. No matter what we face, He has been there. More importantly, our great high priest is right there with us. He is praying for us. He is bearing our burdens. Jesus truly understands. He knew that many things had to be healed in my inner life before I could be effectively used in the ministry He has called me to. He had already explained to me that He repeated things so many times so that I would truly understand. He took me to some of the same heavenly places more than once so that I could fully experience their reality and remember them. He had emphasized that the reason why my body shook so forcibly every time I was in His presence was because He was pouring His power into me. In short, therefore, I was being prepared for a worldwide ministry of evangelism and healing that would begin with the book you now hold in your hands.